Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, coming at you live from the cell phone interrupted live channel streams of New Zealand and the Uber Kingdom and all across the world, because basically, hey, there's a lot of people around this world, including my guest who has his cell phone too close to his computer, methinks. Because it's cutting out the radio. There is something going back. Yeah. You better take that stuff away. That's much better.
It's gone.
That is fabulous. Oh, no. There's a little bit there. Never mind. Distractions are deadly in talk radio, especially when you're live. My very special guest, ladies and gentlemen, is a man, much like most of the guests that I have on the show, that I don't know very well, and I've only just introduced myself in the first few minutes. And I've instructed them that we have fun on this show. You know, that's the number one rule. We're having fun, you're having fun. And that we can't violate them effing FCC regulations. For example, you have to say the word BS instead of what BS actually stands for. Such is the state of the freedom of speech in America. And Ian Puddock, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, mate.
Yeah, good evening from over here. So, thanks for the opportunity to come on.
Well, give us a little bit of background about yourself, both for myself and the audience, of course. Well, who are you? Where'd you come from? And what's your area of expertise in this copious quantities of study of scumbaggery?
Well, I'll try and answer all of those questions in the order that you framed the question. 41-year-old Londoner. Run a national leak detection company covering the whole of the UK trying to find leaks, employ 20 people. So that's my area of expertise. In terms of the scumbaggery, I found myself in court recently. My home was raided, my office was raided, my company accountants were raided, all by City of London Counter-Terrorism Directorate. They spent £1 million on Operation Bohan, working in partnership with a private security company called Kroll, who are probably better known to you guys than myself. I found myself
It sounds like some kind of barbaric crusader, like Kroll the Conqueror or something.
Are you familiar with Kroll?
No!
Really? Well, I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be. They're a global private security company. Work for governments. I'll let your listeners inform you on the background of Kroll. A very, very shady, sinister organisation by any accounts.
A semi-intelligence agency, private contractor that's working with the employ of the highest bidder and the criminals in government.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we've got one of those. It's called the SIS.
Well, the million-dollar question is they've spent £1 million investigating me, raiding my homes, arresting me. Obviously, it begs the question, what for? What had I done that aroused so much interest? And the answer to that is very, very simple. I created the website policeexpenses.co.uk. The police deemed the content of that website so serious that they used the Counter-Terrorism Directorate to arrest me, to intimidate me, to carry out illegal or unlawful interviews that weren't recorded. The officers threatened me with all sorts of things. Then when I complained, none of the officers denied the interview. They just couldn't remember. They did a whole host of stuff. And the thing is, the more that they abused me, the more I stood back and fought. I mean, I'm not political. I've never voted. I know I'm going to get shot for that. But so my issues aren't political in any shape or form. The essence to what I've got to say is obviously freedom of speech. If you print, publish, or say something that happens to be true, and you say it respectfully and constructively, then you should have a right to say it. The police felt differently. the more they brutalised me and chased me all over the place, the more compelled I felt to stand up for myself. In London, in Hyde Park, there's a very, very famous, or sacred to some people, place, Speaker's Corner. It's really a religious corner now. There's sort of every form of religion that you could possibly imagine there, all arguing, my God's better than your God. And I would be there on a Sunday afternoon with my banners all printed up about City of London counter-terrorism police, what they'd done to me because of my website. This is all prior to my trial. And they'd send undercover officers up to listen to me and all sorts of nonsense. Done over 200 freedom of information requests. Everything that I've requested has generally always been declined on the grounds of that it's not deemed in the public interest. Obviously, I beg to differ on the information that I put on my website, policeexpenses.co.uk, I believe was in the public interest and that I had a right to say it. And that's what we went to court for. And lo and behold, we managed to get a great defence team together and we won, much to the consternation of the police.
How much money did they waste trying to do you for something that was actually not criminal?
Well, the irony, and you hit the nail on the head, how much did they spend on something that's not criminal? In the first instance, one police force, Sussex Police Force in the UK, looked at it and said and confirmed in writing that this was a civil matter, not a criminal matter. However, Kroll, the private security company, had some contacts at City of London Police. Obviously, I managed to get all of the emails to support everything that I'm going to say on this show, and obviously everything that I say was used in court. I managed to get some emails, one confirming that Sussex Police said it's a civil matter, not a criminal matter. Kroll then got involved and said, don't worry, we've got some contacts at City of London Police. They then met Detective Chief Inspector Chandler and Detective Superintendent Davis, and they deemed it so serious that they in their email, confirmed that they will put significant resources on it and use the counter-terrorism squad to put me under surveillance and basically go after me.
Who called the orders?
A reinsurance company, actually, who generally have good reputation. Obviously, the information that was on the website was quite embarrassing to them. Sadly, very true what I'd said, but embarrassing. So they decided that they would silence me using their contacts at Kroll, who in turn used their contacts at City of London Police.
Did the insurance company stand to lose face or lose any business as a result of?
They did. They absolutely did. They're a company called Guy Carpenter. They're actually a reinsurance company. They're the world's largest reinsurance brokers, so they insure the insurance companies. So we're talking about the highest form of investment banking, right at the top of the chain.
How much did they stand to lose?
Pass. That's a question way above my pay grade. But the police certainly spent £1 million worth of taxpayers' money trying to protect them. Interestingly, Detective Constable Sarah Mayo of City of London Counterterrorism said to me that even if you say something, publish something, or print something, even if it's 100% true, if it causes offence or upsets someone, then that's a criminal act, and we have a statutory obligation to investigate and prosecute.
The truth is a criminal act.
Absolutely. And that came from the Counterterrorism Directorate here in the City of London.
Well,
fortunately, the judge disagreed.
Hey, well, do you have that recorded or on video or something? Because that would just be great.
It's hilarious. Oh. It's hilarious.
Beautiful.
It's a wonderful, wonderful testament to the way that things are going.
Well, you really can't expect as if there's an upper limit to corruption or an upper limit to tyranny. You know, there is like bans and stuff like that of people at a varying levels and degrees, in some cases 33, of scumbaggery. So,
well, the police in my case, under oath, they obviously they'd spent a lot of money on this. They desperately needed a conviction at any cost. And when I say any cost, you know, you're talking about £1 million, so that was not going to be taken lightly. So in court, what they said in court, under oath, by the way, the same officer, Detective Constable Sarah Mayo, that made that nonsense comment about a criminal act speaking the truth. She said under oath that I had placed thousands of messages on Twitter and Facebook, you know, embarrassing, discrediting, all about this organisation. And cut a long story short, then under cross-examination, I mean, it's really simple, under cross-examination, she was asked, could you produce one example of one tweet, one Facebook entry, just one, not thousands, not 500, just one tweet, one Facebook, and they couldn't produce it. And then she said, well, we know that Mr. Puddick has a Facebook account and a Twitter account, which I do, and she believed it was my intention to do that. So, you know, we're into the realms of Minority Report with Tom Cruise, where the thought police come into the future and stop the crime happening before it happens. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up.
Well,
they were so desperately... They
are following orders from somebody, and I think it comes down to the degree here. Like, have you heard of Agenda 21 or Codex Alimentarius?
No.
It's basically these UN treaties, which are more or less, if you want to just call it, a blueprint for the total control of the all of humanity. And it's been written, signed by heads of state in 1992 in Rio. That's exactly what this kind of stuff is. No transparency at all costs. Basically, make sure that the collective is kept under control, and that includes taking out anybody who winds up exposing it for what it really is.
Well, you'll be delighted to know that the fact that it was late this evening, we're actually making a documentary about that. Proper documentary. So I was with Chris Plumley this evening, and Chris, if you're listening, hello. Chris Plumley, famed for Channel 4 investigative programs, a hard-hitting investigator. He's going to be narrating and presenting the documentary on City of London police corruption, and there's more stuff to come out. Obviously, it was stuff that was disclosed in court. It's stuff that I didn't put out into the public domain prior to my trial, because obviously I was saving it for my trial, so I didn't want it to be out there. But everything that we used in my trial will be in the documentary. Fortunately for me, the press didn't report on any of that. They were more interested in the salacious aspects of my website. But not that there's anything salacious on it by my own standards, or I think by most people's standards, but they tried to create a salacious angle. So that'll be very, very, very interesting to see what happens when that documentary goes out there. We've got four national newspapers over here that the editors are all primed, because the over here in the UK, you're probably aware of the what's called the Leveson Report, which is the investigation into press corruption, but more importantly, police corruption. Because the press were behaving or misbehaving, breaking the law. But the bigger question is they were doing that largely with the consent or the blind eye of the police. There were police officers taking huge bribes, turning a blind eye, and all this kind of thing. At the moment, the Leveson Report's just dealing on the sort of the journalistic practices. But shortly, I've been told that the information about these, the police officers that have been corrupt, that will be coming out. So, you know, with this hot news in the UK, national headlines, it's on the news every night at 10 o'clock, Leveson Report, police corruption, journalistic practices, journalistic corruption. My insight into big business in the City of London, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, as we all know. I mean, my case highlights it instantly. As I said, I run a plumbing stroke leak detection company. Never been in trouble before. All of a sudden, I'm in the hands of the terrorist police, spending £1 million on Operation Bohan. And as I've always said in all of my videos online, if this can happen to me, this really can happen to anyone. I mean, it's opened my eyes.
It truly can. And I think you might have brought your cell phone a little closer to the computer again there. We're kind of getting a little bit of noise in the background. When I look at this type of scenario, and I see these kind of cases all the time where somebody will break new ground and expose a the truth, more or less, as incredibly damaging to the very corrupt establishment that we've got here. And this is a global thing. It's happening. Like New Zealand just scored fourth highest on the potential corruption list in the OECD. Okay, nearly 4% of respondents in government positions said that they took a bribe in the last year. All right, it's one in 21 people or something like that. That's a proportional amount when you have a look at what kind of effect do they have. What are their positions? What kind of person takes a bribe? Okay, and why do you want them in your public institutions? Well, ultimately, that's where psychopaths end up. They have that kind of mentality, mate, to make it up the corporate chain. They take everybody else out around them, that kind of thing, wipe out their competition, and make sure that they present themselves as the solutions to a problem that they caused.
Well, the situation I found myself in, I have lots of journalists, some very eminent journalists that I've been, been kind enough to meet me and advise me and help me really in my sort of journey along this path of anti-corruption. And they've all said, be really careful of Kroll. And what I've always said, and I've said this to everyone, is I'm not going for Kroll. I'm not going for Guy Carpenter, the reinsurance company. I think most people in the marketplace that know about Kroll know they misbehave. Am I the man that's going to tackle them? Absolutely not. Do I want to? No, I don't. However, the police are meant to be there to ensure a fair peaceful society.
And we'll have to talk about more of this after the break. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive
radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy, it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Show, there is absolutely nowhere to run, nowhere to hide from a new world order. There is only being backed into a corner and then deciding it's time to break free. It's time to start resisting this irresistible object. Because, hey, if you don't, then you're going to have nothing. Right? People say, oh, but if I speak out, they might take my car, they might take my home, they might kill my kids, they might kidnap them, my family or anything like that. And I say, bro, they're already gonna. You know, what choice do you have? Okay? You don't really have a choice. You either be a slave or you be free. And both present similar risks anyway. So what do you got to lose? Nothing. Just do something with your life. Don't sit around wasted away listening to other people talk about it. Be part of the conversation. Because life is not a dress rehearsal. And you got to get it done. Because you don't really have much of a choice. Allegedly. A very special guest, Ian Puddock from ianpuddock.com, exposing the City of London police corruption and varying degrees of scumbaggery, is joining us here for a little moment to kind of talk about this stuff because it's very, very interesting. And the implications, quite sizable. Because after all, there ain't no upper level to corruption. And when you're seeing it happen to one person, be rest assured, this is just a test case. And they'll be coming for you next. Okay? They'll be coming for everybody. This is not isolated. Not by seas, not by language, not by computer technology. There ain't nothing that's going to stop it except you. The parliamentarians ain't going to do it for you.
No.
Doesn't matter who you're going to vote for, they won't freaking stand up and say, hey, look, leave this guy alone. He hasn't done anything wrong and you're acting completely corruptly, you big, giant, massive corporation that invests billions of dollars into this country and we pay enormous sums to. Hey, don't do that anymore, right? What politician in their right mind would do that? Well, what person in their right mind would be a politician? Ian, welcome back.
Cheers, thank you. I was, where were we? Just before the break, I was just saying that, you know, a lot of very serious journalists are going to be very careful what you say about Krolls and Guy Carpenter. They're, you know, they're very, very powerful organisations. And I've always made it very clear that I'm not out to have anything to do with them. Unfortunately, they are part of the case because they instigated the case. They brought the case, if that makes sense, using their friends at the City of London Counterterrorism Directorate. However, my whole issue, and if you look, anyone that looks at my website, which I'll say again is policeexpenses.co.uk, I created my own website, ianpuddick.com. Let's be frank, if you saw a banner or an advertisement, or if you saw the website ianpuddick.com, would you look at it? Probably not in a million years. However, if you saw the website policeexpenses.co.uk, the chances are it's a bit more interesting. You might be a bit more intrigued and you might want to know what they're up to. So therefore, if you hit that, it just goes through to my website. So I publicise that. But the issue for me was, one, as I mentioned earlier, if they can do this to me, they can do that to anyone. It sounds like an arrogant statement. I don't mean that to be arrogant. It's just I'm not the kind of guy that gets involved with police and counterterrorism and all this kind of nonsense. So I was appalled at the way they treated me. Hence, I campaigned very strongly about that. Two, obviously, the information that I put on the web happened to be true. And I say it in a very respectful manner, in a non-violent, non-threatening way. They don't need to send, you know, armed police officers to raid me and arrest me and all that kind of nonsense.
I think this kind of experience should happen to more people because it activates them and they just go, what the heck is going on here, man? Hey!
Well, I it's really funny. I went to all of the press, and when I say all of the press, that, you know, people say, oh yeah, I spoke to everyone. I really did. I made it my life's work. I did not stop. I was distracted from my day-to-day business. I became obsessed, and that's not an understatement. You'll see that from the documentary that we're making. I was not going to let them get away with it, not under any circumstances. They can arrest me to kingdom come. You know, I'm very polite and very respectful. I don't swear. I don't threaten anybody. I just say things that happen to be true. Okay, very embarrassing for the police, but the police are there. In my mind, with my family upbringing, I was brought up that the police were there to uphold the peace. They were there to be fair. They were to be, you know, and to be respected. And the police, you know, don't misbehave. And I just found out that that's just so not true. That's so not true.
It's like a mafioso racketeering ring or something like that. You know, so occasionally you've got to pay up.
Well, I'll come to that in a few moments. So I decided that, you know, I've been to all the press. The press weren't running my story. I had the sympathy of all the editors. They were saying this is appalling and, you know, we can't print anything until you go to court, which is fair enough. I respect that. But none of them were particularly interested. And I decided to publicise my case to get it out there into the public domain, which is incredibly difficult. So I got, you know, 20, 30-foot banners made up with the domain name Police Expenses. And they appeared, and I kid you not, they appeared at almost every traffic hotspot in London. They appeared on Colonel Gaddafi's London house. Believe it or not, and this is no joke, we were his London plumbers. He's got had a £10 million house in Hampstead in North London. So we put a big banner up on the front of his house because the press were there all the time, because that was a bit of fun. So we did all these sort of publicity stunts to get it into the public domain. And it just was incredibly difficult. You know, you're reading the newspapers about, you know, a cat stuck up a tree or something. But, you know, police misbehaving and abusing, you know, abusing someone's human rights and doing all of these kind of things isn't particularly interesting.
What do we need to hear about that when we've got Justin Bieber?
Exactly. I mean, there is this cult of celebrity. But you'll find this very interesting. I was represented in court by Michael Wolkind QC, who is one of Britain's best cross-examiners at the bar council in the UK. And he really is just absolutely formidable. And, you know, he destroyed all of the police in court and humiliated them, really. He got them on their oaths. And basically, they'd admitted that they didn't investigate it and they didn't do this and they didn't do that and all sorts of stuff. So they were completely humiliated in court. The interesting, he was just recently interviewed for this documentary that we're making. And Chris Plumley, ex-Channel 4, who's presenting it, asked him and said to him, you know, police corruption, does it really happen in this country? And, you know, he's a QC, so he's really well respected. And he just said that, you know, in the UK, you occasionally hear of the little story here and the little story there about a police officer misbehaving. And it doesn't really carry any substance. And the public thinks, oh, yeah, the odd police person misbehaves. He said, they're not in court every day, like myself, watching the police misbehave. So Chris Plumley said, so is this a case in Mr. Puddick's trial of just a few rotten apples spoiling the barrel? And a barrister turns around and says, no, this is a matter of looking the barrel. And he said, and I will concede there must be the odd good apple. And then he expounds more on police corruption and about how they misbehave. So, you know, coming from the horse's mouth, coming from a heavyweight, it will be really, really interesting for this to be out there in the public domain. And because, this country's seen and perceived as a bastion of honour and dignity. And it is it's a great country in so many ways. It really, really is. But the police are just not accountable. They're not accountable. In this country, they regulate themselves. They investigate themselves.
We have the same in New Zealand. If we get a complaint that we want to lay against the police, who do we have to lay the complaints about them? The Independent Police Complaints Authority, which is staffed exclusively by police.
Yeah, it's nonsense. All the officers forget. I mean, when they interviewed me, they took me through to the interview room. It's not recorded. I've not read my rights and all the legal things that they're meant to do, all the lawful procedures, none of it was enacted. The interview wasn't recorded. You've got Detective Sergeant John Ayres chatting, swearing, effing, calling me all names, trying to threaten me into all sorts of submissions. And when I complain, lo and behold, it's a simple yes or no. Did you interview him? Detective Sergeant John Ellis cannot remember. He doesn't say no, the guy's a complete loony, he made the whole thing up. He just says, I can't remember. And we only caught him out because another police officer who was appalled told me to speak to the investigating officer, who's obviously in collusion with them, because he's ringing me up saying, I'm really sorry, but we're not getting anywhere because the officers can't remember the interview. And I had to go back to the investigating officer and say, can you check all the door locks? Because the door locks will show that those internal doors, which I've described, were activated and accessed at the times that I said. And obviously he went away and checked, and lo and behold, they were. And now the officers have to give an account. Now they all remember, and then they lie. I mean, it's outrageous. Now, they'll give you a $60 fine, or in this country, a £60 fine for parking on a double yellow line without hesitation. And yet they will lie, they dishonour their oaths, and, you know, they're not accountable. And this is what's going to be coming out of this documentary. It's going to be very, very damaging. It's not that the, you know, this isn't a personal attack on the officers that all misbehaved, although it will be very embarrassing and it will expose them as liars and cheats and fraudsters. But the real question isn't those officers that misbehaved, because they will just continue to do so. The big question is that they're allowed to do that because of the culture that they work in. And that goes back to their bosses. You know,
yeah, this is why I never recommend that people like either go into politics or international banking or anything like that, because even if they are a good apple, they're jumping into the bad barrel that produces individuals like this and practices like this.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. I'll tell you what's really funny. Now, perhaps if you've had a second to see my website, you've got a sort of picture of myself. You know, I generally dress quite smartly. And this is really, really funny. This is just to reassure everybody out there that prejudice is alive and well in all communities. I was so peed off last year with the way that it was going. Opposite Parliament, there's Parliament Square, really, really popular place here in London, tourist hotspot. And it got overtaken by all the peace protesters, and you've got the anti-war lobby there, you've got every flavour of protester on there, and they took it over, and it was called Democracy Village. So there's me, I'd never camped in my life, so I went and bought a cheap tent and all my bits, and I went out camping for the very first time with all the peace protesters, and I'm there in my tweed jacket on a Sunday afternoon with a flask. And no one would talk to me because everybody thought I was a spy trying to spy on them. And I had this big banner saying, successful plumber, you know, counter-terrorist police spent £1 million on me. Why? I had my mobile number and my website. And everyone shunned me because they thought I was there to spy on them because I didn't look like one of them. That was quite funny. After about a week, though, they all sort of sympathized with me. But I did everything. I did absolutely everything and anything that I could to publicize my website.
Your website looks fantastic, you know, to tell you the truth, mate. It's got this whole fabulous Oreoso about it.
If that's spent a million word. Quid trying to censor that.
Did you spend £1 million to build it?
No, a couple of £100. No, not
at all. There you go. They have to spend $1 million to shut down something that costs you a couple of £100 to make.
What's really funny is about 3 weeks after my trial, I got a phone call from Detective Chief Inspector Glyn Whittick, who I don't know from Adam, he's never been involved in my case. He rings me up and says, we notice your website's still online. So I said, yes. And he said, well, you said in court that you were going to remove it. I said, I never said any such thing. In fact, I was in court defending my right to put my website up. Why would I possibly take it down? So he then said, well, in court, you alluded to the fact that you would take it down. I said, there wasn't even any discussion in court about my website coming down. And with the greatest respect, you weren't there. And he said, well, I'm sure that's what you alluded to. And I said,
well, we'll have to get into more of this after the break. What did he say? We'll have to wait till after the break to find out. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, the most stressed out 2 hours in talk radio. And we'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Face of scumbaggery itself, the North London Police, or frickin' City of London Police, or whatever bunch of constabulary scumbaggery filth they are. It's Ian Puddock from ianpuddock.com or policeexpenses.co.uk. And he's been exposing, what one would consider an insurmountable quantity of evidence that stuff ain't going so well in the police, not only in London, but quite likely in general, that there is an inherent air of corruption that persists and always has. And there's a lot of a herd mentality, and people are cronyistic, sucking up to each other, look in their boots in order to get themselves some description of pay rise or more responsibility so that they can just play their part in the almighty machine of crapola that they've got planned for everybody. That sounds about right. And that it's a bit dark, frankly, but it's the truth. And if you're offended by it, which both sides of the argument obviously will be if it's actually the truth, then I'm sorry that you feel offended by listening to facts and evidence and drawing a logical conclusion. If that's something that's offensive to you, fine. Go join some description of messianic cult. I'm sure they'll take you in. And there's no problems with that whatsoever. Except don't touch the frickin' Kool-Aid. Ian Puttick, welcome back.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, we've just after my trial, I got a phone call from a detective chief inspector, Glyn Whittick, City of London Police, who was very, very quick to remind me that after my trial, in spite of winning, that the police had noticed my website hadn't been removed, which was the whole point of going to court, because I didn't want to remove it, and they did. So I was certainly not going to be in a hurry to remove it after they'd proudly spent £1 million on taxpayers' money trying to remove it. What was really, really interesting was after conceding that I hadn't said I was going to remove it, he said, well, you know, we feel it would be appropriate if you did. So I said, with the greatest of respect, Inspector Whittick, I can't remove it. And he said, why not? And I said, because we're making a documentary and there's plenty more stuff to come out on the corruption at City of London Police. And he said, like what? And I said, well, you just have to wait for the documentary to see.
You know what the problem is with making a documentary about corruption? Is that you never feel as if the documentary's quite finished, because there's all new corruption that's coming out every freaking day.
Well, we've got some. Do you know what? We as I said, we just had a meeting tonight, and this is why I was running late. That's why I sent you that email. I was worried that I was going to be late, but I got here on time. We had a meeting in a pub where all where the production team met in Camden Town in London, a really trendy, funky pub, and we all sat there and discussed it. And you're absolutely right, and that's the issue, because there's so many issues of corruption throughout my trial. We just, you know, you don't want to turn the viewer off by just becoming boring and they did this and they did that. We don't want it to be about that. So it's going to be very, very punchy, and all the big areas, we're just going to highlight those, really. And the rest of the story just fall into place. But we're having some real fun in terms of the style, the narrative, how we tell the story, and just creating a really, really punchy, hard-hitting investigative report that just shows you how the police operate and how they're manipulated by big business. They're just looking at aerial shots now of the City of London Police for the opening, and then they're going to start off with the counter-terrorism raid on my property. Big opening, and you know, the $1 million question will be, wow, what's this guy done to deserve all of this? He must be really bad. And then it will be, oh no, he created this website.
Well, you know, obviously, just such a naughty, nasty, and dangerous man you are. Oh, we've got to spend $1 million trying to shut him up.
Yeah,
well, I mean, you know, it just begs the curiosity. What the heck are you hiding, mate? If you spend $1 million on somebody who created a website, you know, and today's like the anniversary of the London riots, you know, and that there is just the police sitting back and watching all these young 16, 17-year-old girls and whatever trying to throw a brick through a window of a liquor shop to get a bottle of rosé. I mean, come on. What's going on here? The police not only allow crap to go on, they in fact instigate a lot of it. And to have a look at the whole situation of the City of London, you realise it's actually an independent state. So who is the freaking prime sinister of this independent state, the City of London? Who owns it? Who's the big cheese? Is it the mayor?
To be honest with you, I don't fully understand it, but it has its own laws, and it's a state within a state. And as the documentary opens, it says, you know, this is the most expensive and wealthiest square mile on the planet. and some very, very, very powerful organisations, institutions reside here. And they have the protection of City of London Police, which is a private police force because it's funded by the Corporation of London, which is funded by the companies. So it's almost they've got their own private army, their own private security company. And in this case, this is exactly what's happened.
I mean, that is the exact same thing in Washington, D.C. and the Vatican.
Yes.
Now, those are the... That means that London is the city which controls finance. D.C. is the city which controls the military. And Vatican is the city that controls all the ecclesiastical power. So you've got these three methods of control, probably the strongest forms known, financial, military, and religious control over populations. And they're all members of this this organization called the Trilateral Commission. And they kind of coordinate what they're going to do and how they're going to control the earth this week. You know, it's a pretty sinister thing. I think David Rockefeller's on that panel or something of that nature. But it's a kind of like a rooms within rooms type of scenario. Like you'll have a ring of people in, say, London or whatever. Often it'll be the top judges or the police that decide which investigations do and don't go ahead with. Those kind of people that are in executive decision-making positions. You don't really need any of the ground grunts or anything like that to be well up on the knowledge of anything. You know, you can just dictate from on high or what have you. And if anybody comes calling, you can just expend an enormous amount of sums and break as many laws as you want because you control the people that would wind up prosecuting you for the laws that you're breaking.
Well, they literally do have unlimited resources. So if they want to do you over, for want of a better word, and we both know what I'm talking about. If they choose to do that, as I look at my case, you know, if they want to spend £1 million to get something on you and try and do you, they will and they can. I mean, in my case, in order to, it's quite interesting, in order to mislead the court, they got an IT consultant, a guy called Matt Mansell, to come in. He did a very detailed, a very long-winded report on my website, ianpuddick.com or policeexpenses.co.uk, one and the same. And he, to be fair to him, he never at any point said, Mr. Puddock did this, Mr. Puddock did that, and this is not right, and this is... But, you know, he very, very cleverly, with the help of the police, was able to say it's possible to manipulate your IP address by doing this, and it's possible to do that. He never at any point in the report suggested that I'd done anything, but he alluded by lots and lots of references and suggestions that I'd do that. So that puts me in the position, because I'm defending the case myself, I have to go and get an IT expert. And I was very, very lucky, actually. I managed to find a guy, Ron Cuffley, who has ex-military intelligence experience, ex-police intelligence experience. He saw it, and obviously once he'd seen my website and saw what the trial was about, he was appalled. And he did me a massive deal. I don't want to get him in trouble. He'll get a flood of work, but no one wants him to pay. But he did me a massive deal because he was so appalled at what they'd done to me. And the same with my barrister, Michael Wolcane, QC. He hasn't been in a magistrate's court because the charge that they put against me was only a very, very low-level offence. It couldn't go in front of a jury. He says in the interview, he said, if this had gone in front of a jury, it would have been laughed out of court. That's what Michael Wolcane, QC, said. He said, unfortunately, it was going in front of a magistrate, and you don't, although technically it's meant to be as equal, but it's not. You know, it's not as fair. It's not as equal. And he just said that that the resources that they'd thrown against you, you just can't fight back. Now, Michael Wolcott hasn't been in a magistrate's court in 15 years. He does all big crown. He does big crown court stuff. He works for the Saudi royal family. You know, he's one of the big barristers. But he was so appalled at what they'd done to me, and it was so blatant that, I mean, I couldn't afford Michael Wolcott's services, but he looked after me. And just he literally said, just like Ron Cuffley, don't worry, we're going to win this for you. And I was able, by luck and by meeting the right people, and obviously being a pain and not taking no for an answer, they were fantastic in supporting me. I mean, Ron Cuffley was really interesting. Your weapons are already in hand. Oh.
Oh, and we'll be right back momentarily at thebunnyeastwoodshow.com. My very special guest is Ian Puddock from ianpuddock.com, policeexpenses.co.uk. I suppose I'm scumbaggering. Back in a moment.
Women and children, front lines, log on, tune in, stand and be counted. Wounded stationed in the belly of the vulture. Watch your back, there's no civilians. Women, children, front lines, listen. Consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, buried deep in a horrible, disgusting news bunker that has no life left in it whatsoever. Save one. And my very special guest is Ian Puttock. A great, I don't know, like a searchlight spies out and says, hey, look, there's some rocks over there, geezer. You don't want to be running up on them. That's what this guy does. Shines that light over those jagged, crusty-looking rocks. And are threatening to sink your whole freaking cargo. Namely, the City of London Police. Ian, welcome back.
Cheers, thank you. Yeah, well, I was just saying before the break, because the police have, they intimidate you because they have unlimited resources, and they're clearly not afraid to use them. You know, if they want to do it, they will. And there's nothing about proportionality, about they just can do whatever they want, and that's just obviously a cultural thing within the police. But they got a forensics expert to spend, I don't know how much he got paid, but obviously they spent a lot of time trying to create a report that dissed my website, that indirectly insinuated it was this, that, and the other without actually ever saying that. We got Ron Cuffley in, who's, as I mentioned before, an ex-military, an ex-police intelligence officer. He just did a simple A4 report, very simple, nothing complicated, and my barrister asked the expert, the police forensics expert, Matt Mantle, one question. He said, I want a yes or no answer. He said, you did a very detailed report on Mr. Puddock's website. Did any of the things apply to Mr. Puddock's website that you suggested, yes or no? And he said, no. I mean, it's pathetic. It's just pathetic. But yet, they still tried. I mean, it's laughable. You wouldn't go to court without evidence. You wouldn't sue me. You wouldn't. You just wouldn't do it. But the police did. The police did. It's just scary, just absolutely scary. And they will put you through hell. You know, I've been arrested so many times all over this stupid website. Because
how many,
they didn't like
how,
it.
Many how many times have you been arrested over this?
Four times.
Four times? Oh,
four times.
God. I've been arrested twice.
Five times.
I've been arrested five times.
Well, the fifth time, there's no record of it. And the officer, I was arrested, I was just sat in my vehicle, and an officer stopped me, handcuffed me, said that I was driving a stolen vehicle. I said, no, it's mine. He went off. I immediately tweeted it out because I've got a big following on Twitter. And said, look, I'm handcuffed. I'm in Muswell Hill now, in the high road, handcuffed in my vehicle. There's no record of it. The officer came back, freed me. It was actually very nice, the officer. I said, look, is this about my trial? This is about a month before I was due to go to court. I said, this is about my trial. And he looked at me and said, look, you know what? And I said, well, I'll create a website, Police Expenses. Is this to do with that? And he said, now go on. And he clearly didn't know. And I told him what it was all about. And he was really apologetic and disappeared. Obviously, I put that immediately on my website because I tweeted it out. And then in court, the City of London Police sought to to discredit me, i.e. to show that I'm a liar, by suggesting that I'd never been arrested by that police officer. He didn't read me my rights. He just banged the handcuffs on and that was it. And that officer had done a statement. He hadn't said that he hadn't handcuffed me, but he hadn't mentioned in his report that he had. Yeah, I can go to the IGC and say a complaint. I could go to the complaint, but it's just not worth it because they're just lying.
It's like Monty Python out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got to a stage now where we're actually in the process of suing City of London Police. The paperwork hasn't been served yet. And we've got some heavyweights in City London, in the centre of London, Jane Solicitors, who actually work for the Crown. And they don't get involved in all this kind of thing. They don't do no-win, no-fee and ambulance chasers. They're not involved in any of that kind of stuff. But again, they're aware of my trial, and they've taken it on as a no-win, no-fee. And they're in the process of just going through all the breaches of my human rights, all of the infringements, all the unlawful acts committed against me by police.
It's at this point that you wonder, what human rights?
You don't have any.
You don't. Okay, they tell you that you do, but you freaking don't. They can do whatever they want to you.
You
tell somebody who's a corrupt cop that, oh, I've got the right to free speech as he grabs your megaphone off you and burns it later on, or what have you. Okay, you don't have any rights. You know why you don't have any rights? I don't. Maybe because they're freaking psychopaths, all right, and they don't give a flying F about your life, right to liberty, anything, or private property, or all like that. That they want control over absolutely everything, and they want it their way, like a spoilt little child with $1 billion to his kitty.
Well, really funny. There's an activist. I've been described as an activist. I don't see myself as an activist because I'm a single issue guy. You know, I'm just talking about my website. You know, I'm not political. Never voted. There's a guy. What I would call an activist, very good, very, very funny. He's very, very funny. A guy called Danny Shine. He speaks at he's at Occupy London and
Hyde Park. Yeah, I know Danny. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Danny? Well, there's I think quite a disturbing video, and I think good luck to Danny for putting it up. And Danny went to just test the limits of free speech. And what he did, which I thought was incredibly clever, he went to Hyde Park, and it's a hotbed of so-called free speech, and he just stands there with his mate videoing him, and he just stands there. He doesn't say a word. He just holds up a piece of card, and on that card it says, everything is okay, which is quite funny. And that's what it says. He just holds up a card saying everything is okay. And along come two Metropolitan police officers, not City of London police officers, and ask him what he's doing. He said, just making this statement, everything is okay. What do you think of that? And they, we can't comment on that. We're not happy. Can you move along? He just says very politely and very respectably, I'm not committing any offence. I'm not even speaking, in fact. I'm just holding up a card saying everything is okay. And they said, well, you could be committing an offence. And he said, well, could you tell me what that offence is? So they start conversing together. One of the officers walks away where they radio in to see if there's a potential offence. And it comes back that there's no offence. But the fact that a man standing there with a card saying everything is okay, not even engaging anybody verbally, could potentially, that two police officers would look for something to arrest him for. I mean, there's rapists, killers, child, I don't need to spell it out. There's stuff happening that shouldn't be happening. And they're looking to see and making phone calls. And then they say, well, there must be some sort of parks regulation that you're going through. And the guy gets his book out and starts thumbing through it. And then he says, well, potentially you could be breaking this. And it was a civil matter. And then Danny argues back and says, I'm not arguing with you, but I would suggest that that doesn't apply. And they get into this meaningless, puerile debate because they've got nothing better to do. And then at the end, Danny says, well, actually, what I'm doing is testing the limits of free speech without using any free speech. And he makes the point very, very succinctly and very cleverly and very funny because he's got a great sense of humour. And it made my blood boil. It made my blood boil because I didn't, you know, I felt that I just wasn't aware that these things went on. I just wasn't aware until all this started to happen to me. And it's outrageous. It's outrageous. What is going on? What is going on? And yet they're not held to account.
Oh, absolutely not. I remember another video Danny did of a, they just went into a bank where he was a customer and he was just videoing his friend reciting a poem in the bank. All right. Yeah. Security comes up and asks them to leave, you know, something like that. And they're like, oh, well, we're just reciting a poem. What's the problem here? And he's, oh, my God. They called the police and everything.
He's funny. He's really, really funny.
just testing the limits to free speech, okay? Because this is the thing. When you push the envelope and they push back, then you know that you've got something to worry about and that you're onto something.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to say that, you know, I say this very, very lightly. There are limitations to free speech. I'll give you an example. If you were to stand up in a cinema and for fun shout out fire, fire, and it causes a stampede and someone gets hurt or killed, you know, would you be accountable? Or could you say, well, free speech, I can say what I like? You know, there has to be some responsibility with free speech. Yeah, But in essence, if you say something that's true and you say it respectably and you say it constructively and in a non-threatening, non-malevolent way, then in essence you can and should be able to say absolutely anything.
Like literally anything. Like a guy doesn't even stand up in the cinema. He just kind of like says fire and nobody else moves around or does anything. It's all good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But they're not held to account.
Hold on. I think we've really kind of touched on something here. This is what I have with the problem with the law. It is a complete and utter abundance of a lack of common sense in every way conceivable. That's what the law does. If you had a law, you have to operate under common sense. Everybody agrees what common sense is. Don't be a frickin' jackass. That's all good.
Well, the old saying, you know what the problem with common sense is? It's not very common.
it's kind of like the platinum of the human mineral cluster, isn't it?
Oh, pass. The final act of betrayal in my case was through being tenacious and a pain in the backside and just not saying no and just not taking no and pursuing it. I did actually manage to get my case debated in Parliament. And my MP brings up the case of my website, the million pound expenditure, the disproportionate use of resources, the disproportionate use of police power, the whole thing. The police minister stands up and my MP says, you know, we want to know how much this operation cost in total, and the police should be accountable to the Home Office, to the ministers. And the police statement comes back a week or so later that because it was such a massive operation, the cost of actually detailing all of the costs of the operation would be so much that it's not in the public interest to disclose it. So in other words, if we waste massive resources and go overboard on you and you complain, well, you know, so be it. We can't do anything about it because it would just cost a bit too much to investigate it.
Accurate bookkeeping does cost a lot of money, doesn't it?
Especially
if you're trying to embezzle it.
It's a farce.
Is there a ray of hope here, Ian? Where is this actually heading? Because if we're exposing all of this kind of stuff, I mean, what's your end game? What do you really need to have happen out of this? I mean, ultimately, it just comes down to ridding out the corruption, which would basically change the entire freaking country.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. The difference is, hopefully, with my case and anyone that goes on my website and sees what I've been through, and fortunately, as I've come out the other end and I've won and it's all great and everyone's happy, the reality is, hopefully, for me, it will inspire others to just not take it lying down, just to stand up and fight. and not give in to corruption. And when police officers bully you and threaten you and do all the things that they choose to do, just don't take it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. They may want to break the law. You don't have to. And just go for it. Just absolutely go for it. And they do intimidate you. And don't think I'm some kind of hero because I'm a complete wimp. But they can be beaten. They can be beaten by being respectful, constructive, standing up to them, not taking no for an answer. They don't like it.
Yeah, it has to be persistence. And you've got to have something that they also don't like, honour.
Well, I'm not going to... I can't say that about myself, can I? only my mum could say that. But just being persistent, tenacious, not taking no for an answer, going for it. And do you know what? Humiliating. Let's be frank. No, you wouldn't want to be humiliated. I mean, we can all take the Michael out of each other and poke fun at one another. But nobody wants to be humiliated. Nobody wants to be exposed. And I created a website exposing police corruption. And I stood by it. And every time they did something to me, bang, it went straight on the website. When Detective Chief Inspector Glyn Whittick rang me and said, take your website down, we want it down. That evening, I'd found a photograph of him on Google. Bang, he was on there. Glyn Whittick wants to try and censor my website after a court victory. So just keep on it. Just don't let him get away with it. They leave me alone.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what you do. If you are a person that's going out there and exposing stuff and what have you, every single time that they try something on you, and if you know their name, if you know their personality or something like that, you use that against them. Just put it up on your website. Make a YouTube video of it. Okay, absolutely. Make it known every single time that anything happens to you.
Don't be afraid, because they live in fear. They put you in fear. They put you under pressure. And people are fearful. You know, nobody wants... We have enough trouble in our own lives trying to make a living and get through everyday life. And having the weight of the state against you is very, very overwhelming, very, very scary. And they know that. And they know what tactics. They know what strings to pull. But the web is incredibly powerful. The web is incredibly powerful. And that's the one thing that, you know, as we speak at the moment, they can't fully control. I have no doubt that there are, I said this when I stood on the steps of my trial when I won, no doubt it will come under some kind of regulation at some point, but at the moment they can't fully control it. But they will try, they try.
Well, you know, I suppose if you're looking at somebody who wants to control a situation, it actually, you have to lose a lot in order to maintain control of things to a large extent, don't you? As opposed to everything just operating independently and you can just take what you want when you need it. When something actually happens and they try to resist you, it takes an enormous amount of resources to bring you down. And that's the power of the individual, ladies and gentlemen. You can do immense damage to their credibility, their power structure, and expose them. Because that's how you expose a fascist, is you have to make them act like it. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders.
Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Tuberculite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio for Humanity on AFR. Listen to the paradigm shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
To the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, shining bright and, you know, sending a bit of like warm fuzzies out there and such. But given a little bit of radio platformage in whatever capacity I can, to whomever really deserves it, somebody who's busted their hump, done a lot of work in the public interest, and as a direct result, has interesting stories to tell the public. Like Ian Puddock, welcome back.
Cheers, thank you. Hopefully this is interesting the public.
Yeah.
Certainly in the UK it should, because taxpayers have spent a lot of money to prosecute my website.
Oh, we do love a good intrigue, don't we, Governor?
Well, they should. They don't like it up them, as Corporal Jones in Dad's Army used to say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love the whole kind of promiscuous fashion, this kind of back and forth between the corporations and the government organizations and the City of London and all of this kind of stuff. It's a very interesting, like little, I don't know, fabulous mishmash of corruption and power to the diabolicalist degree, if that's even such a word, because of the mere fact that you have the quantity of money that you're talking about here, the quantity of concentrated power. You know, it will always attract those who wish to take advantage of the situation for themselves. Not a place where you'd expect the utmost of respect and dignified behaviour, mind you.
Well, talking about dignified behaviour, what we did was, prior to going to court, the strategy of my barrister, Michael Wolkine QC, was to ambush them. So, in other words, not to prepare a defence case statement. So, basically, they had virtually no or little knowledge of what was going in. He did disclose a few little minor bits, but in terms of the actual essence of what we were going to say in court, they had virtually no idea, literally speaking. So, because there are some big reputations at stake, and I'm not talking about just the organisations, we're talking about board members, we're talking about their behaviours, there were some big reputations. Somebody clearly wanted to know what we were going to say in court prior to the trial. So we hadn't disclosed the information. So what happens next? My home's broken into, and all my court defence documents are stolen. Obviously, I call the local police, the Metropolitan Police. They send out the forensics guys. They send two lots out over 2 days because they're so concerned, because it's a professional burglary, not something they normally see in sort of the suburbs of North London, which is where I live. But nonetheless, it just shows you, when you question power and when you expose corruption,
you get accused let me finish that sentence for you. You get accused of being a conspiracy theorist.
Well, you not only get accused of being a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, whereas they threw the weight or the might of the law, their interpretation of the law against me, costing £1 million, the people in the shadows were more than happy to break the law and break into my home just to find out what we were going to say in court, because it could be embarrassing to a few people. You know, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, all we got to do is just sacrifice the good well-being of the entire constituency just so that a few people in high-level positions with copious quantities of money that they stole from us don't get embarrassed.
They won't do that.
God bless them. God bless them.
It is outrageous. Have you had Danny Shine on your show? Incidentally,
not yet. Not yet, but it would be nice.
Yeah, I'll get him on there if you like. I'll get him to contact you, because he really would be worth having on. He's really, really interesting. And
believe me, I've wanted to have him on the show since we started doing the show. And to be honest, I hadn't actually made the direct effort to do so. So if you want to help me in that regard, it would be fabulous.
Yeah, no, of course, I'd be delighted to do that.
Well, that's fantastic, isn't it? All right, so I wanted to kind of broach a topic with you. I'm not sure what it is, but if you're a normal person, okay, abnormal stuff happens to you, and then you become almost abnormally tenacious in order to vanquish the sod who wronged you, okay? What is it about a person that programs that response rather than the whole victim mentality response, where you do absolutely nothing and you just let it all happen to you, and you go, oh, I'm so in such a bad way, and
life is so terrible, and I'm being persecuted, and I'm a victim. I just think it comes down to your belief system. I don't know. What do I do? I run a plumbing and leak detection company, so I'm no psychologist or psychiatrist in any shape or form, but. You know, for every reaction, for every experience you have, you have choices. You know, if your husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend leaves you, you could sit at home and cry and go, oh, I'm rubbish, I'll never be in a relationship again, I'm so rubbish, I'll never be able to love, I'll never be able to be loved, I'm just useless, I'm useless. And obviously, if you have that belief system, it will create a behavior. Or you could say, well, you know, however sad and however tragic and however awful this is, I'm going to get on with my life and I'm going to find somebody that's right for me. And again, that will create a different behavior. So I just guess that depending on your belief system in the first place, you know, if you're a positive person, a half full or a half empty glass, the reaction you're going to get is going to be depending on your belief system and then your outlook. I'm guessing. I don't know. That's just my interpretation of what you just said. Who knows?
Yeah. I just find it's like, do we have to suffer so greatly in order to realize the greatness in ourselves? That's the problem here, is that one person can have a huge effect, but it's more often than not, it's something terrible that happens to them at the hands of some agent of scumbaggery that provokes this growth.
I certainly didn't go on this crusade, and it has been a crusade. I can say that not being lightly, but not because I wanted to be some kind of hero and, you know, oh, you know, Ian Puddock did this and Ian Puddock did that. Not at all. I was brought up as an Orthodox Christian. My sister, being a missionary out, well, she was in Santa Cruz. Then they moved out to Costa Rica and then back to Santa Cruz again in the States. I come from a very, very religious Orthodox family. I was brought up to respect authority. If a minister in the church said, do this, do that, you would do it without question. If a police officer said, please stand there or please move over there, you'd do it without question. You did not question authority. And then when authority did what it did to me in such a profound manner, I was shocked. I was upset. I was hurt. I was devastated. But it kicked my belief system it just changed my belief system, because I just inherently did not believe that these things could happen. And without sounding naive and too, you know, and arrogant, as I said earlier, if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone. So I just went on a crusade. I was going to hold all the officers to account. I was going to hold City of London to account and their behaviors and their senior officers. And I was not going to let them get away with it. Every freedom of information that I made that they overturned and just declined. I just would not stop until I got the information. I got all the information. I got all the emails that showed the collusion, the private security company, Kroll, sending emails to very senior police officers calling in a favor. Those police officers responding or reciprocating to the favor and saying, confirming an email, we will devote considerable resources, which turned out to be £1 million in the counterterrorism directorate, because it embarrassed a few big corporations. And you know what? They can't have it both ways. Not the corporations, but the police. The police are there to respect my rights, to respect everybody else's rights, to be fair. And they don't. And they don't. And when they don't, you know what? They have to be held to account. And that's all it was. Nothing more than that.
Well, not in the City of London, they don't, because they got their own law there, don't they?
They do, unfortunately.
They don't report to the Crown. In fact, if the Queen wants to enter the City of London, she has to get permission.
She can't. She has to get permission. That's true. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Okay, so what is it? What are they
she
up
has
to?
She has to be invited in by the Lord Mayor, I believe. I think she has to go to the city gates, and it's unreal.
You know, just rap on the door and a small little slot opens up. Not no way, not no how. You know?
How it is?
Honestly, it is almost as if I could visualize winged frickin' monkeys flying around the City of London serving some description of dark witch atop of that massive pyramid structure that's on top of one of the main buildings on the Isle of Dogs.
The Isle of Dogs. The police officers are like the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, if anyone's ever seen that.
Yeah! They've got giant lollipops and everything.
Ice creams, all free today.
Yeah, and sure enough, they will catch your children and they will put them in something that has bars and they'll hurl them off to do whatever nasty things to them.
Yeah, of course, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff happening all over the place. I'm going to get sick of the whole prospect of even facing up to this reality. You know, and a lot of people do, because it is such a real, harsh reality to freaking wake up to, because your entire life structure is worded around and weaved by the education system and your religious beliefs and all of this to have faith in the system. Ultimately, that's what it is, faith in the system. And when you shatter somebody's faith, it doesn't matter whether you've shattered somebody's faith in God or faith in themselves or faith in the system, the same result applies. You feel a tremendous amount of either grief, anger, or you cannot deal with it at all whatsoever, and you have to leave the entire situation behind, which is what happens invariably when you tell people about this kind of stuff. You get those reactions out of people, or they go accusing the messenger, something of that nature. There's this inherent hostility that has been bred into psychologically, physically, and oh, goodness knows, probably even chemically, to stop people from thinking, to stop people valuing truth and what is absolutely relevant to their lives. You know, you get to the point where it's like 35% of people don't vote, 77% of people don't vote. Doesn't matter. They just don't care. It's like, I will silently comply to anything that you want to do to me. I am a happy little slave, and I have nothing better to do.
Well, I'm hoping, because I'm a plumber, I'm a working man, I run my own small business, that, you know, I'm not a celebrity, and there's a lot of stuff at the moment with this Leveson report into police corruption, the journalists misbehaving and breaking the law, and it's generally celebrities having their phone hacked. My barrister and myself, and with this documentary, I hope the public will connect with the police corruption, saying this is an ordinary bloke and this should not be happening to anybody, let alone celebrities or normal folk, but it just should not be happening, and publicising in that way. But it will help anyway, because we're suing the police, so it will be very, very embarrassing, this documentary.
How much do you reckon you could get out of them? I reckon you should go for $1 billion.
To be honest with you, I just haven't a clue in terms of anything monetary. It's not been about that. It's always been about exposing them. They decided to come after me. I fought back. I've won. They didn't like it. A couple of their officers committed perjury in court, so that's subject to a separate investigation now. By my lawyers, no point in complaining to the police, because the police are just lying cool. Not because they lie, but because they can. They can. Then no one tells them off. They're not accountable. They don't get in trouble.
Well, they're a law unto themselves.
They are. They're above the law, effectively. That I have
learned. Isn't that funny? Those who inflict the law upon others, and this is how the law is applied. It's inflicted upon you, like some grievous bodily harm incident. To the brain in general, to the soul. It's kind of like the worst experience you'll ever go through, getting arrested. It's so dehumanizing.
Yes, totally.
And it's boring, too. It's intimidating. You know, you get the sweat sometimes. It's just really not something you want to inflict upon human beings, unless, of course, they truly deserve it. And more often than not, I don't know, I think it's not really the people who truly deserve it who get treated the worst. I think it's the people who do the most to expose the abuse of their power that get it the worst.
Get abused, yeah. Yeah, I think there's certainly a lot of truth in that.
It's a power structure, right? And you're dealing with psychopathy. That's what it is, pure and simple. No conscience. Don't believe in really anything. Have no value for the system quite so much as just themselves. They are the most valuable thing in their life, and they are the only thing that really has value. If you mess with their friends or something of that nature, they will destroy you and do it quite harshly as well. Such is the mentality. And I find it strange that people may still retain some essence of naivety about how the system truly is. Because the only people who think that the system is working just fine and it's all good and we can have our consent to it in any way, shape or form, and this is across the entire spectrum, anybody who thinks that way obviously doesn't know anything about it, hasn't connected the dots, hasn't thought about it, hasn't made the effort in themselves, because up to this point, it hasn't done anything bad to them. But it will one day, and you best wake up to it beforehand so that you see it come. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
Use the truth carefully.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
People, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming. women, or you'll sink like a stone. Oh, the times, they are a-changing.
Oh, yeah, they're changing. Just like Barack Obama promised you, the times are changing.
And critics who privatize
changing in a very bad, nasty, horrific and scary way. Just as they promised you, without telling you. I love politician promises. They're great. Because you can say whatever you want before an election result, and then say whatever you want after the election result. Well, is there any accountability left? I'd wager that there isn't. It feels as though there is quite some degree of hidden hand that has no conscience, wants to steal and control everything, and is prepared to use any means necessary to get it done. This is what we call, but they part of a global syndicate that have compartmentalized their command structures with key individuals inserted in positions. You don't need to control every employee that scrubs the toilets of an office building in order to control who's allowed and who's not allowed inside that building. You don't need to control a police commissioner in order to make sure certain investigations just don't go ahead. There's a lot of people working without knowledge of the role that they play for organizations all over this world, the major corporations, city establishments, police departments, hospitals, lawyers' offices, etc., using their power to gain more influence than they already have, and all being usurped and used at the same time by the very people who will wind up betraying them in the end and taking everything that they stole in the first place. You can't win with these people. It's because these people don't play games. They are very serious and they are very real. And they don't want to give up power. Now they're being exposed. The first time ever in history. Widespread corruption and general scumbaggery of the highest order is being exposed all the way to the top levels, where all the decisions globally seem to get made up somehow. And people are very, very ticked off about it. Some people are afraid that this system is being exposed because they want to have a nice, peaceful, happy life. Has war not been a constant in the 20th century? There are currently 33 wars going on around the planet. And you think that in your neck of the woods, oh, not in London, not in Auckland, not in Wellington, not in Phoenix, Arizona. Why? Do you think that it can't be happening here? It already is. The only reason why you think that it's not is because you haven't been looking at all in most cases. And these people aren't very difficult to find, mind you. It just takes somebody to actually have that extra motivation, the extra ability to see a few dots being connected up here and wanting to see what the full picture is. Those people are very rare, okay? But it doesn't take a cast of thousands, okay? You look at a group of people and really, there's no such thing. It's an abstraction. You can't touch a group of people. You can touch a person. You can touch a tree, but you can't touch a forest. Okay, it's the same thing. Without the individual and their abilities, there is no collective at all. It's all just individual people making their own way. And it has never been the masses and majority of humanity that has ever made an incredible or long-lasting difference in history. It has always been the small, determined groups of individuals who are working day after day for a better world. What do you think, Ian?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's in essence the small man, small groups, small individuals, small groups standing up for what they believe is right, doing it respectfully, non-violent, peaceful. But having to go through hell and high water to get their message out. And it's just the power of the corporations and misconduct by the police that gets in everybody's way. But the corporations are incredibly powerful. Incredibly powerful. That's what's so scary.
Yeah, I think like humanity has this one collective problem, right? And it's these overarching forces, whether they be in the government, the corporations, or the media sector. Incidentally, the three most likely industries you are to find psychopaths, according to the American Journal of Medicine. And when they come for you, you have real big problems, okay? Because yep. they have an inordinate amount of influence. They have an unfair advantage, in other words.
And well, they have unlimited resources.
Well, and this is the thing. They talk about competition and how capitalism is bad. That hasn't been what's going on here. It's monopolistic crony fascism that is happening here. That's what's been happening the whole time under a different guise. It's the same thing as socialism because it's about equal suffrage, right? So you all got to suffer together. That's what it's about, having total and utter control over the masses of humanity, and anybody that stands up, boom, try and take them down. Some people don't go down so easily, though. Some people have higher beliefs and more of a constitution than, say, the United States does. And they really can't be taken out. They just can't be. I don't know what it is. I've interviewed many people on this show that have had many attempts on their lives, gone through enormous amounts of crappy court cases and had all their wealth taken off them, and there's kids stolen and whatever. Okay, the people that have gone through the worst suffering you'd ever think of conceivably, and yet they're all incredibly powerful, strong-minded and strong-willed individuals, and they can take it. And they still take the fight back to the people who did it. Never underestimate your power, ladies and gentlemen. We all have it, but we have to make a choice. Is the truth worth it? Do you want to live in a world of lies, deceit, murder, corruption, and general scumbaggery? Or do you want to live in a place where people have respect for the sanctity of human life? Don't steal nothing, don't break nothing, don't hurt nobody. And otherwise, get about their days in an honest and meaningful way without complicating things with arbitrary things such as progressive legislation to gradually erode away your rights and your freedoms and your property. You know? Doesn't that sound like a better place? It means you've got to sacrifice something to have something good. Good things don't just turn up, okay? You've got to work at it.
You've got to make them happen.
Yeah, again, you know, you're not a sideliner on history, are you? You can make history simply by choosing to make it. As easy as you can make a house. People do it every day.
It's true.
You know, is there something else you want to wrap up and conclude with the listeners? I mean, what have you learned about you know yourself and the life and life in general over this experience?
I found that I was a lot stronger than I thought I am, or I believe myself to be. I before this I was a happy-go-lucky, you know. How can I put it? Oh, dear. How would I describe myself? Just going with the flow, not questioning anything. Just took things as they come. Accepted in a quite a pragmatic way that occasionally things go wrong and just nothing more than that. And just found myself in a whole world of pain one day and decided that it wasn't right. And I just wasn't going to let it go, and I became like a dog with a slipper. I just didn't let go. Just didn't let go, and I'd encourage everyone to be the same, because you do actually have incredible rights. You do. I mean, the rights are being taken away from us quite quickly, and if you don't stand up for them, they will be eroded. I can understand why people don't, because they feel disenfranchised, they feel powerless, they feel overwhelmed. They just feel consumed. And obviously, if you're taking on the state or the might of the police force, it's very, very scary. But you do actually have lots of rights. You have loads and loads of rights. Really, you know, people have died for, people have laid their lives down for certain rights that we've got. And, you know, it's our duty to stand up and respectfully and responsibly stand up for your rights. Don't let people take them away from you.
Yeah. And, you know, there's some people out there who are kind of nihilistic about this, and they're like, oh, well, why does the responsibility have to be with me? And you know, look at history, mate. Those who don't take responsibility for how their society is run right now, today, in this moment, while you've actually got the time to act, all wind up going down the gurgler and tossed on the trash pile of history. You've got to be on the right side of history, I think, because that's the only real decent thing to do. And decency has a value that stretches through history, okay? And you can't avoid that. As Ayn Rand said, you could ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. Ian Puttick, thank you very much for coming show today. Absolute pleasure indeed. You can check him out at ianpuddick.com, P-U-D-D-I-C-K. Well, I'm not even going to say PDDICK on FCC regulated radio, but you can also go to policeexpenses.co.uk. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, on the fastest 2 hours of talk radio, the lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And we aim to keep you sane here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Tune in again, and we'll see you again.